Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Encouraged by her stepfather to learn how to paint and draw, Maria Sibylla Marion was not only a world-class illustrator, but is also considered to be among the most significant contributors to entomology. Born in Germany in 1647, she was fascinated by insects for much of her youth. By observing the development of 186 species, she was able to refute the prevailing theory of spontaneous generation of the insects and explain the metamorphosis process of the butterfly so that more people understood what was happening. In 1675, she published her first collection of three sets of 12 plates of natural illustrations, which she would combine 5 years later into one set entitled Neues Blumenbach, featuring floral engravings that were equally scientifically accurate and beautiful. She continued to study insects, especially butterflies, and noted that each stage of the change from caterpillar to butterfly depended on a small number of plants for its nourishment. She noted that as a consequence, the eggs were laid near these plants. She also created her own classification system, separating the daytime butterflies from the nighttime moths. Receiving permission from the city of Amsterdam to travel to the Dutch colony of Suriname, she sold over 250 of her paintings to finance what is considered to be one of the first expeditions rooted solely in scientific endeavors. While in South America, she carefully observed the insect and plant life in the region, using their indigenous names. She spent 2 years on this trip, returning to Europe after she contracted malaria. She published her most famous work, Metamorphosis Insectorum Surinamesium, about the insects of Suriname in 1705. The book became popular with high society due to it being written in Dutch, but it was not taken seriously by the scientific community because it wasn't in the proper language of science, Latin. Marion opened a shop where she sold specimens until suffering from a stroke in 1715. She was unable to work and passed away in 1717. Her daughter published a final collection of her work after her death entitled Araucarium Ortus Alimentum et Paradoxa Metamorphosis. Marion has been honored on German currency, stamps, a ship, and a Google Doodle. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.